Doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. I just a little belatedly put on Facebook that we were ready to go. There's open lines for you if you want to jump on here early and catch the easiest open lines at 866-444-DIRT. Dirt, which is 3478. I have my crazy water. I'm ready with that. I have my tea. My tea's good. I did a tea that's ginger and spearmint. I noticed that spearmint was really popping up in one area, probably popping up too much. And so I added some of that and then some honey, and it's a good tea. So give that one a try. This week's SPCA Dog of the Week, and all that brought to you by Munster Milling, makers of Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. And by the way, a whole lot of conversation going on Facebook about pets and pet foods and things like that, and we'll talk about that a little bit today. Some interesting stuff, to say the least, bunch of different points there, and we'll get into that as we can this morning. This week's dog is a cutie, though. He's a spunky shepherd mix, and that looks about right. Gorgeous brown and black coat and caramel eyes. His name is Champ. He's a one-year-old boy, weighs about 43 pounds. He's at the SPCA in Dallas and looking for a home. Quite a lovable guy, it says. Enjoys playing with tennis balls and squeaky toys and begging and back rubs and walks and all that kind of thing. It does give one little warning about him. See, it says you need to keep an eye on him. If he's left outside, he's a Houdini because he not only does what, well, I don't think he necessarily does what other dogs do, tunneling under fences, but he likes to climb over them. And it's we've had a dog like that. We had a standard poodle years and years ago, one of the smartest dogs, maybe probably the smartest dog we ever had. And he would get, Wayman was his name, black standard poodle, and he would get so freaked out being left alone. He ate through a gate one time, wooden gate, and came through. Really afraid of weather, of thunder and lightning and stuff. And maybe Champ is a little that way. It says he needs, he is house trained, and he needs to be an inside dog. Good news, and that's the SPCA here in the Dallas area. In Dallas, actually. And good news from last week, Bandit was adopted, which is good because Bandit was a cutie pie, a Jack Russell Terrier mix, it looked like. But our little friends, our little white guys and gals, Bella and Bunny, are still looking for homes. So take a look at dirtdoctor.com, and let's try to give them some help. Wherever you are in the country, let's help out the adoption places. Great, great way to get a pet. Weather's crazy here. We got down to close to having another hard freeze. And of course, it's the middle of February here. And now today it's going to get up to about 70, and it's already warm. So interesting things going on. A lot of plants are popping out. We've got flowers starting to show. My winter honeysuckle bush is in full bloom right now. Very nice fragrance. The almond verbena leafing out. I was talking to Bob, as I always do on Saturday, yesterday on his show, and he said down in San Antonio they're already flowering. So, interesting times. Nothing you can do about it. You just kind of go along for the ride with all this early stuff. Nothing you can do to prevent any damage if you have some late freezing. Those of you that are still in the cold parts of the U.S., we can talk about your planting, and there's some tree pruning and various kinds of things that can still be done. As a matter of fact, I did gardening all day yesterday myself. I planted some things from seed, got the experimental vegetable garden tidied up just a wee bit. Haven't been in there for a while. A lot of things are looking good. The walking onions are really looking pretty, and I've got some leafy things that are doing well. Coriander and Let's see what else. I've got a couple of other things looking good. The oregano is just doing great. In fact, I cut a whole bunch of it back. It's one of those edible plants, obviously, a herb that makes a very nice ground cover for much of the country. So if you haven't tried that, Greek oregano is probably the toughest of the bunch. And if you want to give an easy-to-grow herb a shot along with some of these other things that we talk about, that's a good one. But I planted some carrots and beets and radishes. I have a blackberry bush that's a hand-me-down plant. I bought it, I did buy it from the people that do the community garden in Colleyville. They had a blackberry that they had told me about for some time that I was intrigued with. It's a big, fast-growing blackberry. No thorns. They have no idea what it is, I don't think. And that is the case a lot of times with these hand-me-down plants. And so I got one started, and now I have about seven or eight, because wherever the canes reach over and touch the ground, those have rooted. And we changed the fence location a little bit in the garden, so I moved some of them around. And it's an easy plant to do. If yours haven't started growing again yet, which mine hadn't, the buds are swelling a little bit, but you can move them around really easily. And big cuttings, if you get some roots, it'll be better. If you just break off pieces, probably do fine. The blackberries, raspberries kind of in the same category. And I also planted one more of the Yates apple. I ordered a couple. And I should know which delivery service it was. It was one of the either FedEx or the other one, whatever the name is. And the largest one, the big stem, was broken. So they had it insured and everything, sent me another one. And it was broken too. But I went ahead and planted it. I think that this one wasn't that bad, and I think it's going to be fine. But if you haven't heard me talk about it, Yates apple is one that is reported to be the sweetest of all apples. It's a small apple, like a big crab apple, very prolific, and supposedly grows anywhere in the country. And so we're about to find out. Let's see what else. Tried to get another one of the red Canadian choke cherries. If you've heard me talk about it, and we've got pretty good coverage of it in the library on dirtdoctor.com. It's a beautiful ornamental tree. Comes out with lime green foliage in the spring and then white flowers. It's kin to our native black cherry, the escarpment black cherry. It grows natively here. But it's one that is called red Canadian choke cherry, so I don't know if it's native in Canada or farther north, but it may be. Does very well here. And after the green foliage in the spring, it turns red and stays red all summer. Looks a lot like, I was telling one of the growers, I was talking to him about it yesterday, turns about the color of a Crowder Vesuvius purple plum. And real nice color, real nice summer color. And then in the fall, it takes on a darker reddish purple color. So it's got something cool going on all the time. It's called red Canadian choke cherry. If you've tried it and had good or bad experience with it, I'm fairly new. I've been growing it now in Dallas for 4 or 5 years, I guess. We know that it grows very well in Kansas. In fact, that's where I ran into it and identified the one I had. I had gotten it from a plant sale at a one of the nonprofits around here, and they didn't even know what it was. Or I lost the tag, which could have been the case. And anyway, we figured out that it was Canadian choke cherry, and it seems to be very well adapted to a lot of different soils. Can take Kansas and some pretty cold weather, and does well here in the heat of the summer. So it's one for you to put on your list to at least consider, I think. Let's see what else for our first break, and then we'll get right to the phones. Some people are coming on in, so jump on board here, 866-444-3478. As I said, Facebook, I'm doing a daily tip now, and it's getting quite a lot of traffic. And the last one stirred up some criticism and some arguments a little bit, and some good reports and some interesting things. And it was about the dog food issue. Of course, I recommend the Munster Natural Dog Food, which brings you this first hour along with some other great sponsors. And a lot of people were basing their comments about Munster Natural off of this website. And it's a website by a guy who's a dentist, and he writes about, he reviews all kinds of dog foods. Only problem is he didn't review Munster Natural. He reviewed Munster dog foods that were around and recommended before Munster was ever created. So it's totally incorrect about whether Munster's any good or not. I'll tell you more about it later. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Mature manure, black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow, spelled with a K, .com.
Black Cow,
the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Let's get to the phones and get caught up just a minute here. Susan is first up with us this morning in Aledo, Texas. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing great. What's up?
Well, I've got a question for you. There are so many things that diatomaceous earth is good for. However, I heard that whenever it becomes wet, it's ineffective. So do you have to... I don't know if this is 100% sure. When it dries out, does it go back to being effective? Or I was hoping you could help me with that.
I can. There's several issues here. One is what you're trying to do with it. If you're trying to kill insects with it, what you said there, Susan, about it getting wet is right. When it gets wet, it doesn't have any insecticidal power at all, and it gets wet really easily because it's hydroscopic. It'll pull water, moisture right out of the air. So for it to be dry and to use it for fleas or roaches in the house or anything like that, you need to not only not do it in the rain, but it needs to be a dry day or it'll pick up moisture and not be all that effective. In the gut, obviously, it's wet all the time, and what it does to control internal parasites and pull toxins out of the body, which I think is a much more important use for diatomaceous earth. It's one of the main reasons we recommend it. It's in the Munster dog food, and we recommend it for livestock feed and all that. And that was part of the conversation on Facebook. I don't know if you saw any of that about the pet foods, but it's a very interesting material. There are other things that will do similar things in the gut. Zeolite, finely ground zeolite, will do the same thing. I think that probably a mix of the two is best. They are remarkable at helping to improve digestion and create a general tonic for the body, but they will specifically help clean the gut and help with internal parasites. Doesn't kill them all, and that's one of the important things. If you take some sort of a toxic material or give it to your pets, or that's one of the reasons why I'm so opposed to the ivermectin products and things like that, it'll kill all the life in the gut and create this quasi-vacuum, and then guess what happens? The bad guys grow back first, and then the waste from your dogs and cats and livestock go in the ground, and ivermectin is extremely damaging, just like Roundup herbicide, on beneficial life in the soil. So the answer to your first question is right. When it gets wet, it doesn't kill insects, but that doesn't mean it doesn't function if you're using it internally or for some other use.
Well, I wanted to use it for both, and so I didn't know if once it became dry again, but does it become effective again?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot that point. Yeah, it does. Outside, you spray it around or dust it all around, and it becomes moist. And once it dries out enough, it brings back that killing power. And one of the things that we originally said, because we read it from other people and we thought it was true, we said that it lacerated and cut up the exoskeleton of the insects, and that's how it controlled insects. That's not what happens at all. What happens is there may be a little bit, if you really get a whole lot of it on an insect, getting in their joints and doing some physical damage. But what it really does, and why it's so effective, is that when it's dry, and it comes in contact with insects, they walk through it or it hits them, it pulls the moisture out of their body. It fouls up the balance of moisture in the insect, and that's how it kills.
Oh, okay. Well, then, is there a guideline to approximately how much? Because I have peacocks, I have dogs, and I have cats.
Yep, 2% of the volume of their food is ideal.
Okay.
The volume, not the weight. It's a very, very lightweight material. The people that taught me about natural diatomaceous earth in the first place were thoroughbred horse breeders. And they fed their horses somewhere around 4 ounces in their grains. Horses won't eat it free choice like cattle will and some other livestock. Dogs and cats generally won't, so it needs to go in their food. But the kind of ideal rule of thumb is to put enough natural diatomaceous earth on their food, like your salt and pepper in it real heavily, uh-huh, and have it make up about 2% of the volume of their food. If you give them a little too much or a little too less than much less than that, not going to hurt anything. That's just a good guideline for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And one other thing, and I sometimes forget to say this. Somebody brought it up on Facebook. We're not at all talking about swimming pool diatomaceous earth. That's a whole completely different product. In fact, it would be extremely dangerous if you used it to try to control insects, or especially if you tried to feed it to pets and livestock and to yourself. It has been treated. It has been calcined to about somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 degrees, which partially melts it. And that forms great big particles compared to what it starts out as, makes it a better filter material, but it totally destroys its safety for human and animal use, and it also destroys the insecticidal quality and the benefits that it would have for the gut.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Unfortunately, I've had more than one occasion where people have told me they've gone into stores, big box stores and some of the swimming pool supply places, and people have sold them the swimming pool DE, saying that it's what I'm talking about and it's good for the uses that are helpful. And that's fraudulent and very, very, very dangerous. So no swimming pool stuff, no treated DE at all, just pure natural amorphous diatomaceous earth. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A reported drafting of an immigration bill prepared by the White House lays out an 8-year process for illegal immigrants to become legal permanent residents. USA Today reports the bill would allow illegal immigrants in the U.S. to apply for newly created lawful prospective immigrant visas. Authorities say gunmen attacked a camp for a construction company in rural northern Nigeria today, killing a guard and kidnapping 7 foreign workers from Britain, Greece, Italy, and Lebanon. The provincial governor in southwestern Pakistan says a deadly market bombing targeting minority Shiite Muslims yesterday was a result of a failure of the security and intelligence agencies. He says security officials are too scared of retribution from terrorists to do their jobs. In a grim anniversary, the 10th anniversary today in Rhode Island to remember the 100 people killed in a nightclub fire. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you fantasize about losing weight? Are diet and exercise alone not enough? Green coffee bean extract has been in the news as a weight loss miracle. It was even featured by a doctor on a major talk show. Now you can try the best brand available, Green Coffee Bean Extract by New Vitality. Our Green Coffee Bean Extract is clinically shown to reduce fat storage in your body. And unlike other green coffee extracts, ours has an added ingredient to help improve body shape and support lean body mass. So stop fantasizing about losing weight and call for a completely risk-free trial. Just call 800-489-0535. Remember, other green coffee extracts do not have this added ingredient to boost results. You'll only find it in Green Coffee Bean Extract by New Vitality. Get started today and finally see the weight loss results you've dreamed of. Just call 800-489-0535. That's 800-489-0535. Call 800-489-0535.
With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin. The NBA held its usual array of competitions on the big All-Star weekend and the eve of the All-Star game in Houston. NBA Commissioner David Stern held his final All-Star weekend news conference before retiring next February. Stern was asked about his reaction to the news that the players have ousted union head Billy Hunter.
We await notification from the union as to who we should be dealing with, because it has been a principle of faith for us that we will deal with whomever the union tells us to deal with. That's what we do, and it remains the same.
And he also fielded numerous questions about the future of the Sacramento Kings, but gave little insight into the situation. A Seattle group has reached an agreement to buy the team from the Maloof family with the goal of moving it to the Northwest, and Sacramento's mayor is trying to keep the Kings in California's capital. Stern says owners will continue to discuss the plans, and we'll hear from Mayor Kevin Johnson with the goal of deciding at their April board meeting. This is SRN Sports. And, of course, the All-Star game coming up tonight in Houston at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Let's move on to top 25 college basketball right now. Number one, Indiana won in a big way over Purdue, 83-55, and that should help them maintain that number one ranking. However, number two, Duke, not the same story. They lose to Maryland, 83-81, so they should go down a bit. The rest of the top 25, number five, Gonzaga over San Francisco by 10. Number six, Syracuse, 76, Seton Hall, 65. It was Florida over Auburn. Number eight, Michigan State was victorious. And the rest of the winners, Kansas State, Butler, Kansas, Marquette, Oklahoma State in overtime. New Mexico, Providence, Memphis, Oregon, Colorado State, and Tennessee, your winners. In the National Hockey League in overtime, Tampa Bay, 6, Florida, 5, and 2 overtimes, Anaheim, 3, Nashville, 2. The Islanders, Toronto, Montreal, Phoenix, and Edmonton also victorious as well. With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Jerry in Montana, Missoula, Montana. Is that right, Jerry?
That's right.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I was listening to you talk about the Canadian chokecherry, and up here in Montana, chokecherry is pretty common.
Do you have the red leaf one like I was talking about?
You know, I'm not sure if it, I mean, it sounds like it, but I'm not really sure. But the one thing about it that I do know is that it makes a really, really good, I think probably the best syrup ever for like pancakes.
Cool.
And things like that. Yeah.
What is it made from? The fruit or?
Yes.
The sap out of the tree or what?
No, it's made out of the actual cherries.
Well, mine, I think it's kind of like the Canadian. I've got the escarpment black cherry that we have that's native down here. It has really small little fruit on it. And my red choke cherry has even smaller fruit. In fact, I don't even remember exactly what it looks like. I know it has some fruit because it flowers pretty prolifically in the spring. So, well, good. I'll look into that too. If it is an edible plant, in addition, that makes it even higher on my list of recommendations. I think when I was doing research to try to find some to buy, I'm pretty sure that I saw that there's a green form of it and this red form too. It probably was just a sport, you know, that happened at some point, and then somebody was smart enough to propagate it and put it on the market. For people wanting to find it, if you do a web search for Canadian red chokecherry, it'll show up in a half a dozen at least nurseries that sell it across the country. But if it does well there and can take your temperature, and if it can take 105 or 108, I think we've had as high as 107 or so here in Dallas since I've had mine. That's a pretty universal tree for the country.
Well, it is, because that's the thing. It can take the winters, and then our summers here do get up to the hundreds and over.
Do you really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, you have to have some tough plants there.
Yeah, but it sounds like it might be it, because it is a small fruit. But, it's well worth picking if it's the edible, you know, the one that's up here. It is, I think, really one of the best syrups in the world. It's just flavorful, a little bit tart.
Why don't you do a quick search on it and see if the websites indicate that what I'm talking about and what you're talking about are close enough. If the green one is different as far as the fruit and everything, we'll try it too. So let me know. You can email me if you've come up with anything, info@dirtdoctor.com, or call back on the show, either one.
All right, great.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And we've got wide open lines for you. Everybody sleepy this morning, jump on here at 866-444-3478. There's a newsletter I'm getting now that I wanted to comment on. It's called the Health Ranger. There you see it. I've got real mixed emotions about this, because it's one of those tricky deals that came somehow or another when we purchased some books, and it was specifically the book about that I've recommended to you about fermentation, the art of fermentation. And this is a health newsletter. We ended up getting two of them and got a bill for both of them. And I don't know if that's been straightened out or not. I hope it has, because it irritates the heck out of me that it happened. But Dr. Oz may have something to do with this. It doesn't have his name on here. It's got some other people as the CEO and the health publisher and editor and so forth. But they refer to Oz in here occasionally. In fact, one of the articles, maybe they're just providing some articles, Oz and somebody named Rosen wrote an article in this particular issue about the fact that olive oil is even healthier than you thought. So my mixed emotion about it is that I don't like how they did it, how they foisted it upon me. But there's some pretty good articles in here, and it's written in a way where you don't have to take, you know, a week to read all this stuff. The cover story is the cholesterol myth, which I kind of run into all the time. I talk to people from my golf buddies to family members to new people I meet who talk about that everybody is taking these statin drugs and it's no problem and blah, blah, blah. I've thought that there's a cholesterol myth for a long time, because I've listened to the Sally Fallons of the world and other people that are writing about the proper kinds of oils and so forth. And this just goes at it from a little bit different standpoint, so you might want to check it out. I think Marty Whittakin's going to be in here in the next hour, and we'll talk to her maybe a little bit about this in a little bit more detail. But it talks about what's really the culprit is too much sugar, which isn't a surprise. And then there's a real interesting article about chia seed, how healthful chia seed is. And, yeah, just like that you'd have growing on a chia pet. And the main point in it, as I read through it real fast, was that what you want to buy is go to the health food type grocery stores and buy the ground meals of the milled chia, because the good part of the herb is available if it's ground rather than eating the whole seed or the plants or whatever. Paper towels, another interesting story. Paper towels are better than air blowers for germ-free hands. I don't like air blowers too much anyway, and I tend to stay away from them. Those that are the strongest ones sound like a jet engine. It kind of hurt my ears. I've got a tinnitus already, and it's like being around real close to a small jet engine when you dry your hands. Their point here is not that the drying blows germs on your hands. It's the point that most people, when they use a dryer, don't get their hands dry. They stay in the dryer too short a period of time. Their hands are wet, and they're able to pick up bacteria and things, touching other things later on easier, I think is their point. There's an article on Alzheimer's. There's apparently some kind of a scan that's available, so you can detect it a little bit on the and in the early stages. An article about colon cancer. A new book on food intolerance, a real reason you can't lose weight. That's kind of interesting. Some stuff about chronic pain. I'm a little naive. I had no idea how many people are taking pharmaceuticals just to get over anxiety and to lessen pain. I shouldn't be surprised that when I play golf, and it doesn't matter where I play golf, a lot of the people are dipping into literally bowls of Advil and those kind of things to take before they play, which I've always thought is quite a bad idea. An article about red wine saying how good it is for you. The amount of one large glass of red wine or two small glasses cut the growth of colon tumors in half and was effective, more effective than a much larger dose. In other words, don't do too much. Three simple changes to lose weight and keep it off. Cut down on portion sizes. And I know a lot of people that have gotten into that. Judy, and it was related to the probiotics, I think, when she started taking the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, she started eating less amounts of food. I'm not good about that. I'm getting a little bit better about it. Putting the fork down in between bites and just eating smaller portions, a great idea for everybody. Number two, cut down on starches. Potatoes, grains are probably more important than potatoes. And pastas, we've talked about that quite a bit in that book that I've recommended to you in the past. I still do, called Wheat Belly. If you haven't read it, I think it's really good. Don't skip breakfast, it says, which I never do. And one of the things I was reading in this article about don't skip breakfast, it didn't seem to mention to eat eggs and meat. It talked about yogurt and, you know, various fruits and various kinds of things, which is fine. We do that sometimes too, but there's nothing wrong with good quality eggs and the meat either. Don in Grapeland next up. Hello, Don.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. About 3 weeks ago, George Norrie, he's a late night talk show host. You may or may not know him.
Don't know the gentleman.
Okay. He's very popular, and he had a guy on there that was a kind of a nutritionist, I think. And I know you use vinegar all over the place, and this guy had a negative idea about vinegar.
That's good.
And I thought maybe you might want to contact him or listen to what he had to say about it, because he was very negative about it.
Well, he's a nut, it would be my guess, but I'll be glad to look into it. What's his name?
I don't know his name. I just know he was on there about two. I called last week, and he was on there a week and a half before that.
Well, if you find out what his name is, I'm going to have a hard time finding him, Don, if I don't know his name. So
if you get
his name, let me know, because anybody that's negative about vinegar would be very suspect about anything that he recommends to you.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, but I just wanted to touch base with you and see what you thought about it.
Well, Marty, I think is going to be here in the second hour. We'll chat about it. Maybe she'll know if there's one person like that out there. There's probably some others, and she may know who they are, and we'll chat about it if she does.
I appreciate you taking the time to do it.
You bet. Thank you, Don. Talk to you later. And open line at 866-444-3478. Be a good time to tell you about a couple of things. One is we have this Facebook, which is getting to be the thing about Facebook is it the way it functions, it's just really easy for me to put a daily tip on there and answer stuff. So you might check out what's gone on there the last couple of days. The activity has really jumped up and looks like it will continue to do that. Related, we do our newsletter. In fact, we put the current newsletter on Facebook as well, so it's easy for everybody to find. It's also on dirtdoctor.com, of course. But the newsletter is one that usually covers one subject at a time, and it's free. All you have to do to get it is to fill out the little form on dirtdoctor.com or send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Say you want to be on the list. And then the paying part, the members part of the website is on dirtdoctor.com. You can check that out as well. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I just did a quick web search on the negatives of vinegar, and I think I see our issue. And apparently this guy that Don heard on the radio, Matt chased it down. Looks like it's a doctor named Robert Young who talks about the fact that the body needs to stay alkaline and that vinegar spoils that. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and Marty and I will get that all straightened out for you in a little bit. Right now, Cheryl in Forney is next up. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. I just have a question. I'm sure you've talked about this before, but I don't get to listen to you as often as I'd like to with five kids. So
I understand that.
But anyway, we moved into a new house, and we've got some sagos, palm sagos, I guess is what they're called. I'm not a green thumb at all, but
okay.
I'm not sure if I'm – we hadn't done anything with them all winter, and now they're all yellow. Am I still okay? Are they still alive? Was I supposed to cover them?
That is a plant that's not really adapted here in North Texas, Cheryl. We've had a very mild winter, though, so I'm a little bit surprised that you've had a lot of damage. Covering them with floating row cover when we're going to have, you know, really cold nights is a good thing to do. They're kind of right on the edge of being hardy enough to live here. You say they were there when you bought the place, when you moved in?
Well, they were, but I did plant one.
One more?
All the rest of them were there, but I planted one,
okay.
Yeah, last summer.
Okay. Well, they could come back if they're just yellowed a little bit. If you feed them with, you know, organic fertilizer and just real gentle kind of things and wait, they may come out and be fine. If you do lose them, I've got some pretty good information for you on the website about the cold, hardy palms that are available. It's not really a palm, but it's similar. There's a plant called needle palm that has a little bit of the same look that you get from the sago, or not the same look, but the same size. So you might look into it if you lose your plants. But if they're just yellowed a little bit, they probably will come out. We've had a pretty mild winter.
So should I be watering them during the winter?
Oh, just don't let them dry out. We've just had some rain, so they're probably moist enough. Just use a probe of some kind. A real good homemade probe is to take an old golf club and break the head off of it and probe the soil and see if it's dry. If it's dry, it'll be hard. You won't be able to penetrate. And if it's sopping wet, you know, you'll be able to tell that and just adjust your watering from there.
What about cutting them? Should I cut off the yellow?
Well, the yellow won't turn green again. So when you see something starting to happen, some new growth starting to happen, just cut the old yellow fronds off at that point. If you do get that to happen, I hope it does.
Thank you. All my lilies around it fell too. Is that normal? They're just supposed to be cut off and come back, or
what kind of lilies? Day lilies, or what kind of?
I don't know.
If they're brown and burned, yeah, just cut them. Cut any kind of a perennial that you have back. If the top is brown and dead, the new growth will be coming out from the crown of the plant down at the ground line.
Okay.
All
right. Well, thank you. And I maybe should start covering them. The winter's not over yet, so maybe I should buy something and cover them.
It's called floating row cover. It's a real lightweight white material, and it's a good tool to have to cover any plants that are marginal as far as cold hardiness.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Crystal Falls and talk to Adam. Hey, Adam.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Doing good.
Good, good. Long time listener. Love your show.
Thanks, sir.
Here's Mike. I got two questions. The first question is, and I think I already heard the answer a few minutes ago when you had a little run on compost pile. I got a 8x8 foot area. It's a stone foundation. In there, I got goat manure, chicken manure, shredded pecan leaves, about 9 bags. I wet it down with about 50 gallons of rainwater. Now, how can I make that work a little faster? Because it's been sitting out there now for about 3 weeks, and it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Well, two things will keep the pile from it sounds like you have a nice mix of things in the pile.
Right.
The two things that will keep it from heating up and having the biological activity ideal, which is what causes the heat, is to be too wet or too dry. If it's too wet, what helps, Adam, is to turn it more, aerate it, and that helps to dry it out, and that'll spur the biological activity that you need. If it's too dry, which I kind of doubt because we've had some pretty good rains, and you've got some real good moisture-holding ingredients in the pile,
right.
But if it is too dry, adding some molasses and watering it more would be the secret. I'll bet in your case, if you just aerated it, turned it some,
right,
that would do what you need to have done.
All right, good deal. My second question is, you're right, we've had a mild winter. I still have lettuce coming up in my garden. It's fantastic. We're getting fresh lettuce every night. But,
that's great. Yeah, the greens have grown right through the winter. That's great.
It's been awesome. But anyway, white flies have attacked it. What can I do to get rid of the white flies?
Use your Garrett juice mixture as a base. Use my formula and make your own, or you can get a commercial product and add to it either 2 ounces of orange oil or the product called Bio Wash. The orange oil and Bio Wash together are just outstanding control, though, for white flies. And do it, you know, kind of on a regular basis during the growth of your plants, and you probably won't even have the pressure hit the plants in the first place.
Good deal. Thanks, Doc. I know you got to come on a break. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Call us again. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Second hour coming up, and the number to be with me is 866-444-3478. You can listen on dirtdoctor.com if your radio station doesn't have the second and third hour. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Be back right after this. Don't go away.